All right, welcome back to the Pursuits of Ascension podcast. My name is Diego. I'm your host. If you're new here, we strive to elevate ourselves in mind, body, and soul every single day. And I know that may seem intense. I know, you know, pursuing ascension, such a lofty, somewhat vague goal and concept. But at the end of the day, what that means is simply being self-aware, being conscious, and living with intention. Because if you live with intention and you're self-aware with your actions, you can reflect. And with reflection comes growth. And the more self-aware you are, the more you realize that there is no such thing as good or bad, right? Things happen, and it's your reaction to those things that are happening that determine whether they can fit into this category of good and bad. So everything's ultimately always under your control. And knowing that, your improvement, your self-improvement as a human being is also under your control. So no matter what the external circumstances of your life, because everyone starts life at a different point, there's no denying that some people are in objectively more favorable positions than others. You know, you may have a very difficult time and feel like, you know, why is this happening to me? This isn't fair. This other person has X, Y, or Z. But you also don't know what problems that person is going through. Objectively, let's just use a very simple example. Someone has less money than someone else. The person with less money might be like, that person has it so much easier. But maybe that person, their struggle, their obstacle in life is the fact that they can't get over their own mind. Their mind is the hurdle with which they have to conquer in this life, right? They struggle with mental illness and depression and anxiety, not able to realize the abundance and freedom that they have at their fingertips, something that you can appreciate because you don't have, right? But maybe you're able to go through this life and regardless of your situation, be happy and free, right? This is a blessing in itself. Not everything in this world is so material. Not everything that is valued and should be valued in this world should be material. But yet you're trained to think of everything in this world from a material standpoint, from a young age. You know, you go through school. And why do you go through school, right? To get a degree. To get a degree, to get a job. And that job, you know, makes you money, right? Because money is the purpose. Money is why we live. They've convinced you that trading an invaluable asset like your time, which is limited and finite, for an infinite and abundant resource that has no real value other than the collective and shared belief that it somehow has value, is worth it. It's a good deal, right? To me, that is crazy. That is the definition of insanity. But yet most of us, because the system is set up this way, do not want to break free, because it is more difficult to break free of a system that keeps you enslaved, that keeps you comfortable, than to remain in that system. It's easier to stay. It's easier to be told what to do. But it's those people that seek something greater than the life that has been laid out for them that I'm looking for in this podcast. I know, I'm fully aware that the topics covered are not entertaining, right? But I'm not looking for the people that are seeking quick entertainment. If you look at the most popular podcasts, Logan Paul's Impulsive, you know, the Nelk Boys and whatever the fuck their podcast is called, I listen to that stuff too, right? We all enjoy some sort of easy entertainment. But at the end of the day, what is going to set you free, right? Entertainment keeps you in the cycle, and knowledge through other people's experiences with the intention of self-improvement and freedom puts you further down that path. And that's, to me, what has now become entertaining. Entertainment is now productive. And that's a really, really exciting place to be in life, because once productivity becomes entertaining, then the ceilings that once were placed above your head are now broken. Because there's never going to be a point in your life where you're not excited about the next step. You're not excited about the unknown. You're now excited about overcoming that. But how do you get there? Day by day, self-awareness, living with intention, accepting your flaws, working on correcting them, course correcting every single day. That's what it takes. I feel like the best word to describe a human being is limitless, right? Because there's always something more to learn. There's always ways that we can improve physically, mentally, and spiritually. We have a limited amount of time, but in reality, we have enough time to do the things that we really desire, right? We have the things that we deep down know that we're capable of doing. It's just a matter of priorities and how we schedule and manage this limited resource that we've been given. So you say you have a goal, right? But what are you doing? What steps are you taking towards that goal? It's one thing to dream. It's another thing to turn those dreams into reality. It takes a lot of effort to turn those dreams into reality, because a lot of the times the dreams that we feel most attached to, the ones that when we were asked as a child what we want to be when we grow up, and then as we get older, we're sort of, you know, confined into these boxes and made to think that those dreams that we once had are now crazy, right? Unattainable. You'll never make it. Only 1% of people make it. Less than 1% of people make it. What's the point of trying? Right? These are the sayings and these are the beliefs that kill your dreams and crush your soul. There's no denying that as human beings, we have something in us that is higher than this material world, right? We have something in us that powers us, whether it be consciousness or soul or whatever it is. There's a current of energy that exists in human beings, and I believe all life, but we can recognize it in human beings because we are human beings ourselves. There's something in us that desires something greater than this earth, right? But the trap here is thinking that something greater comes from delving further into this material world. The beautiful thing about life as well is that there's these paradoxes, right? There's these inherent paradoxes that make up the fabric of this reality, right? Things that don't make sense scientifically. Things that don't make sense when viewing life through the lens of the material. I'll give you an example. The law of abundance, right? The less you desire, the more you have. The more things come your way. This is an inexplicable law, not one that can be tested and repeated and put in a lab, right? This is something that people who have lived this way can tell you to be true. And people who have not lived this way will tell you adamantly that it is impossible. And it is that exact example that proves this law to be true. It is belief. It is collective belief. You can believe something, but if the people around you don't also believe the same thing, it becomes harder to maintain that belief system. That's why I always say it's so important to be around people that are like-minded. Not like-minded in the sense that they think the exact same things as you, that they say yes to everything that you say, that you live in an echo chamber. That is actually very, very, a very bad situation to be in, because there's no growth there. There's no self-awareness. There's no reflection. I mean like-minded people in the sense that people that strive for more. If you strive for more and you're self-aware, and you have goals and ambition, and you kind of understand that this world is immaterial in essence, but material by nature. If you're around those type of people, you'll naturally just evolve and grow and strive towards corners of this existence that's and aspects of the spectrum of life that other people just can't comprehend because they don't know that it exists. And that's another concept to sort of take in as well, right? There are areas of life that you are just unaware of, that you don't know exists because you have not even tapped into that part of the spectrum yet. There are concepts that if were told to you, you would not believe to be true, and yet are true for certain people because that is their reality that they have experienced. And I find that fascinating because when I said before that human beings are limitless, we're infinite beings, this is what I mean. There's concepts and realities that we're unaware of that exist on the same timeline that we're traversing, that we're going down, that could change the way that we look at the life that we live forever. And how do we experience those things? By experiencing different people. Experiences are usually through people, right? And collective knowledge, shared knowledge, is a powerful thing that has now sort of been disrupted. You know, if you look at all traditional cultures, stories were passed down through generations by the elders, more often than not. Each story and tradition generally having a moral or message behind it. But now the family culture and unit has sort of been disbanded. It's been broken up. Children are no longer raised by their parents. There's no family dinners. There's no sense of community. It's every man for themselves in this capitalist, materialist world. You know, if someone's making money, that's money that you could be making that you're not making because they're making it. It's a very selfish world. Everyone's thinking for themselves, not understanding that in giving, you are receiving. Again, another immaterial, paradoxical concept that takes a lot of faith to enact and implement into your own life. But this is what I love about life, is that there's all of these interesting intricacies, right, that you don't have to get too caught up in. These are not traps. These are merely observations that you don't have to spend too much time in, because you can just you can take them in and then you can go live your life. And the more you live your life in your subconscious, these intricacies become more well thought out. Right, you don't actually have to put active thought into it. These aren't distractions like something else might be. You know, This is what I also mean by when I say live life as a meditation. Because living life as a meditation means that you're carrying on through the flow of life without any intention of direction. You can have goals, you can have ambitions, but there is no forced direction that you're, you know, trying to forge out of this seemingly moldable walk of life, right? But rather, every obstacle and decision that comes your way, just like when you're meditating, every distracting thought that passes by your mind, you know, where would you be if you were to latch onto each one? To become enslaved by the energy that each one demands out of you, by the attention that it demands, where would you be? You know, you wouldn't be able to sit alone in stillness. You wouldn't ascend, you know, on a mental and spiritual level through meditation if you were enslaved to the very bare minimum of distraction that is the thoughts that you have, that you don't even realize you have because you don't spend enough time alone. You don't even spend enough time alone to realize that meditation is nothing special. You know, being bombarded by thoughts is nothing special. You're just so used to being distracted, right? That's why I say boredom is a beautiful thing as well, because when you're bored, that's when you're able to be creative. But it's boredom with intention. If you have nothing to distract you, all of a sudden the inner resources come pouring out. You know, you realize how abundant you are as a human being. You realize how much potential you had within. You don't need anything outside of you. You don't need it. You don't actually, everything is an illusion. Everything is an illusion that is outside of your being. And like, trust me, I'm self-aware enough to understand that the words that I'm saying, the way I'm phrasing them is a very, it can be misconstrued with these very woo-woo spiritual, people and the things that they say, and I'm not demeaning them in any regard. I actually quite enjoy, you know, those discussions that tend to be quite out there. But I feel like these concepts that I'm describing, well, I know for a fact that these concepts I'm describing, I've experienced in my own life, which is the only reason I'm talking about them. I'm not talking about concepts that I haven't myself implemented to some degree and experienced the results of. You know, the idea of abundance, the less I am attached to material things. And here's a great one. Here's the best example that I can give about the law of abundance is when it comes to women as a man. I'm speaking as a man, right? When I'm desiring for a partner, the more I try to find someone, the more I go out of my way outside of the path of life, the less I live life as a meditation and focus on just flowing, the more I try to sculpt the flow of life, the less likely I am to actually come into contact and into communication with what it is that I desired. Like, I remember my friend, I'll tell a story, so badly wanted a girlfriend. He so badly wanted a girlfriend. And I remember he was coming up with all these plans and ideas of different ways that he could maybe meet someone that he would like enough and that they would like him. He was trying to do all these things that he thought they would want out of someone, you know, that he wasn't already. And he was trying to put on this act, be this character that wasn't himself. And all of his efforts were futile. Nothing worked. And then he got frustrated and he got upset and he started to let his emotions take control, because he put so much effort into something and there were no returns. There was no guarantee on the returns in the beginning, but for some reason, when you put effort into something, you expect some sort of return. Like, who are you to believe that you are worthy of the thing that you desire in the moment that you desire it? You know what I mean? Like, he wanted a girlfriend and he thought that he deserved it right then and there. What if there were other things that he needed to learn and needed to grow in order for that part of his life to be ready for life to present him with someone? You know, what if there's lessons that he needed to learn before someone would be able to come onto his path that he would be able to resonate with and he could actually have a healthy relationship with? You know, there's all of these concepts and these things that we don't even take into account. We're just so self-centered, right? We think, oh, I need this. I don't know. I want this now. Again, emotional slavery. It's this inability to just be content with where you're at in life, but yet not complacent. There's a difference between being content and complacent. Complacency is giving up, right? Being content, on the other hand, is just accepting, right? It's a state of acceptance. Whatever life throws your way, you accept. And that's a very beautiful place to be, because that's when you can start living life in flow state. Nothing can throw you off your path. Nothing can. Because you've accepted everything. And that's when you start to become superhuman. right? You start to ascend and realize that there are levels to this existence and that most people are caught up in these external circumstances and these external things that are evoking emotion out of them. I got a question today on Snapchat. By the way, if you guys add me on Snapchat, it's a lot easier to get a hold of me there and ask me questions direct. But this one was one that I can relate to very much, being a footballer myself and having pursued and still pursuing this goal of trying to play professionally. So the question was, how can I enjoy my life if I'm always thinking about the fact that I'm not where I want to be right now, the fact that I'm not playing professionally? And probably deep down, you know that you should be, or that you could be, that you can be, but you aren't, and it frustrates you because there's circumstances, again, external circumstances that are out of your control that are preventing you from being from A, point A, and bringing you to point B. You know, there's things that are out of your control. But, like I've already talked about in this podcast, if you continue in the direction that you've set out for yourself, going with the flow of life, accepting the obstacles for what they are, you don't even need to think about the destination. The destination happens. The destination, you realize, is not a destination at all, rather a pit stop along the path of life, right? It is just a new perspective point. It's a new perspective reset. You know, it's like, imagine life is like a, you're walking a path, right? And you're walking up a hill, and at the top of the hill, you think, that's my destination. That's where I'm trying to get to. And once I get there, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be all these things that I've convinced myself that I'm going to be when I get there. And then by the time you walk up to the top of the hill, you realize that the path continues on, and there's another pinpoint that you want to get to. And you realize that there's nothing different at the top of the hill than there was when you first started, right? The rocks are all the same. The scenery is all the same. Your shoes are the same. Maybe they're a little more worn out. What's different, though? Your experience in your mind, right? Your mind has seen more along the path. You've walked and you've seen maybe, you know, you've met different people. You know, you've met different people also walking along the path next to you, maybe going in different directions. That's the only thing that's changed. Nothing else has actually changed. You're still on the same path. There's another goal ahead of you. And there's probably another goal ahead of that. The answer, which is not a good answer, there's no good or bad answer, but this isn't probably one that you want to hear, is just don't think about it, right? The future doesn't exist just as much as the past no longer exists. Once something is done, it's done, and there's nothing you can do to change it. What's going to happen in the future is going to happen, and there's nothing you can also do to change it. Whatever decision you make in the present moment with the knowledge that you have based off the experiences that you've had is the only thing that you can control. There's no benefit in stressing yourself out over an outcome that is not even entirely in your control. I'll give you an example for me. At first, when I started off playing football, of course, making it stressed me out. I'm like, I need to be making it. I need to be on a team. I need to be signing that contract. I'm 18. I see other people making it. Like, what am I doing with my life? I'm hustling. I'm doing all these things right that I was told I needed to do if I wanted to make it. But I'm, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of get caught up in this whirlwind of, you know, whether it be through comparison or expectations that you've been told or that you placed on yourself. And once you fully live in the present moment, you realize, like, okay, right now I'm training. I'm just working on my technique. Forget why you're doing it. Don't even think you're working your technique to one day sign that contract, because this does not equal that. You working on your shooting does not mean that you're going to sign a contract in the future. So when you train, fully train and enjoy the training. Enjoy the grass. Breathe the air. Enjoy the fact that you're able to move your body. You know, just always be present and reconnect yourself with these things that we take for granted, you know? And it's a very difficult thing to do. I don't do it myself all the time. I'm not perfect. I'm not speaking from a place of perfection. Perfection does not exist. I'm merely someone who has spent a lot of time in observation and reflection. So I feel like I'm able to sort of speak these concepts, although not very eloquently. But I hope that this resonates with you, because the core concept here is just forgetting about the future and forgetting about the past and purely living in the moment. And I talked about the journey, but in a way, there is also no journey, right? Like, the journey also is an illusion. Because if there's no future and there's no past, there's only the step that you're taking right now. The purpose of that step doesn't even matter. It's just the fact that you are taking a step, right? Like, how crazy is that? Whatever goal that you've convinced yourself that you need to accomplish doesn't matter. all that matters is the way in which you take your next step on this path. If you want to be a professional footballer, focus on the decisions that you have to make right now, not the decisions that you're going to have to make in the future or the fact that you don't have X, Y, or Z. Because what can you actually do about that right now? Nothing. There's nothing that you can do about that right now. There's no benefit in stressing yourself out over something that doesn't exist. That is another example, in my opinion, of insanity, but it's not your fault. This is normal. This is something that everyone deals with, but not everyone is able to deal with, if you know what I mean. But, I mean, with that out of the way, I'll talk a little bit about my own situation. And, you know, I just arrived in Portugal about a week ago. I started off in the south. I know this is a pretty harsh transition. My mind works like that sometimes. Once I'm done talking about that, I move on to the next. And, yeah, so, you know, I'm here. I'm working on some business things in the football world, making connections. It's really important to meet people in real life and to establish connections in real life. A lot of things are done on social media, but there's nothing quite like, you know, shaking someone's hand, having coffee or dinner with them and talking about your ideas, expressing yourself in a genuine way so that they can feel your connection as a human being, right? Great sending off an email to build that initial connection, but if you want to establish a relationship with someone to potentially do business in the future or to just have them as someone that you know is in your contact list as a part of your network, I would highly recommend making an effort to meet them in person. You know, it's obviously easier if they're in the same city, but you know, I notice a lot of people are lazy, and even if they're in the same city, they'll still just meet over Zoom or you know, FaceTime or just send an email or a text message to establish that connection. But you know, being here in Porto, I'm meeting a lot of, you know, people in the football industry in particular, which is the industry that I want to stay in. You know, I'm working on being able to provide opportunities for all of you guys. I want to establish relationships and connections with the directors of clubs here so that I can open doors for all of you to come, you know, and trial here. Obviously, there's probably going to be fees involved in the sense that, you know, this is not a service that can be provided for free. But at the end of the day, the opening of a door to a club in the fourth or third division here, or even second division, depending on your level and also depending on the level of connections that I'm able to build, is priceless, right? Like the hardest thing for me when I was, you know, I'm still pursuing it, but like when I was a little bit younger, and it was the hardest part was actually getting those trials. I remember when I first came to Portugal at the end of 2020, I had to go to a club myself and talk to the sporting director. And then I talked to the coach and I just went to training. You know, he invited me to come with a train, and then that turned into another session, which turned into another, which turned into a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then I had to move on. But it's so difficult actually getting your foot in the door. So this is something that I'm working on for all of you. I just want to let you guys know that. That is some behind the scenes information that I have not shared anywhere else. You're hearing it first on the podcast. And that is what you also get on the podcast, right? You get a mix of my thoughts in terms of like in a philosophical, more metaphysical sense, but as well as real life events and situations that are happening behind the scenes in my life, because a lot of you guys are athletes and footballers, and this is probably interesting and relevant to you, especially, you know, with the developments that have been happening in the business side of things here, but also working with Daniel Fernandez. If you guys watch the YouTube videos that I recorded, the vlogs that I have, there's like 60 of them, you know, my time here in Portugal in 2020 and then in Malta in 2021, trialing. And unfortunately, this both times, it's ironic, it's crazy because I went to Portugal, I was able to sign with a team in the fourth division, Maia Lidador, and the season got canceled because of COVID. So the third, second, and fourth division all got postponed. So I ended up having to come to Malta because we thought that they were not going to shut down the leagues there. I was trialing with a team called Tarshin Rainbows, and again, about to sign, and they also shut down the leagues in Malta. So it was a very unfortunate situation, and it maybe didn't go the way that I expected it to. But this is where going with the flow of life and living life as a meditation is so important. Obviously, very difficult to do in the moment. And it took moments like that for me to realize this to be true. But everything happens for a reason. The connections I made there, the experiences that I had that I didn't realize were so important, you know, looking back now, shaped me to who I am today and led me to be able to live out this experience here. And if you're wondering about money as well, like I make some money off of social media, but I also do make money through, you know, like I trade crypto and do have some investments, and I've also, you know, worked a job since I was 13, so I still have some of those savings left, and I also find ways to make money in between. Like, I remember when I was in Seattle, you know, my friend there, his dad worked construction. I just worked construction with him in between the days of training. And, you know, again, like, it's just, it's a grind. It's 24/7, but I'm always finding ways to make money. I'm finding ways to save money too, in terms of what I buy, and, you know, making sure that the food I eat is, like, to the point. I'm not buying anything extra, and I'm not going out to eat too often, and I'm not buying unnecessary things. And, you know, I enjoy minimalism. I enjoy only having the things that I need to live and nothing extra. I've got like 2 outfits that I wear, and there's not a lot of thought put into that, because I don't believe in, you know, necessarily spending a lot of money on clothes, especially if I'm traveling and spending a lot of money on a lot of clothes. I like having nice clothes, but, you know, I don't need to have a lot of them. And I know a lot of people spend money on things like that. And maybe that's one thing, that if you have these goals, like playing professional football, but, you know, you want to travel and go for trials, and yet you're spending your money on like shoes and clothes and jewelry or whatever, that you maybe you can afford, but maybe could be allocated in a more efficient and effective place that is more in alignment with your goals. You just have to take a look at that. Again, self-awareness, right? Self-awareness is key, because it allows you to open up doors in your life that were there, you just didn't realize you held the keys to. And all that takes to realize you hold the keys to these doors is maybe making better decisions with the things that you're already doing in your life. And I think that is what is most powerful, you know, in everything that I've said. This is what the key is that you hold the keys to all the doors that you want to open in your life. It just depends on your intention and whether or not you can even realize that. So with that, I kind of want to leave off the podcast. I record episodes every week. I upload them every single Monday night. Obviously, we missed last Monday because I was traveling. I apologize about that. And I'm going to be uploading YouTube videos again. So it's looking like Thursday night, I'm going to establish as the night for YouTube video vlogs. You know, everything from what's going on behind the scenes of my life here, adventures that I go on, people that I meet, you know, trials that I have, training sessions that I have. It's just kind of like everything about my life, the thoughts that I have on a daily basis, kind of like the podcast, except in a more mobile fashion, in terms of like in the format of a vlog. Well, if that sounds interesting to you, you can head over to my YouTube channel. I'm on social media everywhere at Diego TGL. And look, life is a constant process of evolution. You should always be looking to evolve, because it is in our DNA, it is ingrained into us. And I believe that failing to do so will lead to a life of, you know, unsatisfaction. You know, you should run away from stagnation, you know, like it is the plague. You should run away from complacent people like they are the plague, because you don't have to get along with everyone. You don't have to be friends with everyone. It's important to be selective and choosy about the people that you spend your time with, because at the end of the day, the people that you spend your time with, the people that you associate yourself with, matter in terms of your image, but also in terms of the thoughts that you subconsciously have, not only about the things around you, but about yourself, right? A lot of people only know 1% of you. And if you spend time around those people that have a slightly twisted or warped perception of you based off the 1% that they've seen, then you're also going to subconsciously take on those thoughts and apply them to yourself without even realizing it. Let me give you an example, because I know that concept is a little bit vague. Let's say you spend time around someone, and when you're spending time around them, you say certain things, or you do certain things, or you have done certain things that aren't in alignment with what you would be doing 99% of the time outside of spending time with that person. Like, let's say 99% of the time, you're focused, you're driven, you're motivated, you're working towards your goals, and the 1% of time that you spend with that person, you, I don't know, you kind of like let yourself go. That person is going to think of you and view you in that 1%, right? And then you're going to become comfortable with the thoughts that they think about you subconsciously. And it's even worse when you, let's say, you know, let's say you mess up around them for some reason, and they start to think like, oh, Diego, you know, he's kind of he's a loser, or he sucks at this, or he's not very productive, or he doesn't have goals, and he's not very focused. Subconsciously, they're going to be thinking about that, because that's how you present yourself, and that's how you act around them. And then when you're with them, if you spend more time around them, you're going to also take on those thoughts. Oh, Diego, he's not very productive. He's a loser. He doesn't have goals. He's not very ambitious. You know, even if they themselves are none of those things, they can still think those thoughts about you. And by hanging out with them, you take on those thoughts too. Anyways, long-winded sort of answer to sort of tell you, be careful about who you hang out with. Be careful about who you spend your time with. I would say it's better to be alone until you find the right people than it is to force yourself to be with people that you don't actually resonate with just for the sake of being around people. Just because you're too weak, mentally to be alone with your thoughts. That's why meditation is so important. Anyways, appreciate you guys listening. We are always on this pursuit of ascension, always striving for excellence in everything that we do, elevating in mind, body, and soul, because at the end of the day, that is what matters. And everything matters. But that's what matters. But everything matters because everything adds up to that. Okay, I love you guys. Until the next one.